Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi-de-ho, everybody. My name is clearly not Mr. Fruit, and welcome to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 70. Today, we talk about the crazy GME stonks kind of going on. Touch up a little
stonks.
Bit on Dogecoin. Briefly give a message of support to our boy Mr. Fruit while he's like kind of taking a little bit of a break from the content. Answer some podcast questions. Bless joins us. He's looking beautiful. So you don't want to miss this episode. So stay tuned and listen to episode 70. Let's get into it. It's my first intro. You like that shit?
Oh, that was great.
That was dope. Holy crap.
In my head, like, the Dragon Ball Z music was playing.
And welcome back to GG Easy episode 70. We're in the 70s now. Congratulations. We're that 70 show. We're like an official podcast now. As you guys can tell, Mr. Fruit has grown another beard, longer hair, and has recently moved.
Heidi, ho, everyone.
That's pretty good.
That was actually really good.
Wait, try and trick the audio listeners. Let me see your Mr. Fruit intro.
Oh man. Oh dude, what is like the quote? Is there
Heidi Ho, everybody? No, it's just like
Heidi Ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and today we're going to talk about day trading.
No, it's too professional now.
it's just not the same. We can talk about it real quick. Clearly Mr. Fruit is taking kind of a little break. Which is more than deserved. You know, I can't think of anybody who deserves a break. I don't think he's had a break in 5 years since whenever we first recorded the Dream Team video, even before then, probably. And if you're watching this, Christian, we're thinking about you, bro. We love you. We hope you take your break, come back. The content is here waiting for you, baby. You guys want to say anything or touch on it at all?
If I could kiss you, I would kiss you. But my breath smells because I'm eating onions.
Oh.
Wait, just eating an onion?
No, well, I'm eating I literally woke up about half an hour ago. So I'm just like getting a quick. What is this? What is this?
It's just God. Raw onion.
Oh, no, it's not a raw onion, I swear. I'm not weird.
You're like Shrek.
It's like it's a chicken salad, but it has. You know, chicken salad smells pretty rough, right? So, like,
yeah, I'm not a big fan of the smell of chicken.
Yeah,
salad.
So if I could kiss you, I would, but probably not like as I am. But like in my best state, I would kiss you if I could, Mr. Fruit. Bless. It's an honor to have you.
Hey, thank you for having me. And yo, Fruit, we love you, man. You've always been
thanks
kind
for
to kind me.
Of like filling in. We haven't had you since episode 2, Bless. I
two,
think, right?
Dude.
I think
yeah.
it was episode 1.
Wait, no, was it was episode 2.
Oh, episode
okay,
two.
It was 2. Dang. It was Rob did his research.
I did my research beforehand.
Thank
I was
you,
like,
Jamie.
I don't remember if we had him in the 50s when we kind of had everybody on. But you were number 2, Bless. You were the second podcast. And I think that's because we were just like, hey, guys, who can like do a GG over easy? And I think you were the first one to volunteer for it.
Oh, yeah, at the Fruit Summit. Yeah, I remember. Well, if you delete that episode, this is episode 69, and that's what I prefer.
Well, Dork got the episode 69. So. Well, it's great to have you, Bless. Anything happened since you've been since episode 2? Since Fruit Summit. Like, that's
Oh man, no, nothing. No, just living La Vida Loca. I mean, I guess the only drama is deleting a mountain in Minecraft. That's the only thing that's new.
Oh, did you actually get it all done?
I need to do a little bit more, but it's almost there.
Dude, it's a painstaking thing. I don't know why I decided to do like some big giant project in Minecraft, but like that's just how like I want to do. I've always wanted to do something where it's like a big, ginormous kind of project. And seeing you, Bless, learn the ways of Minecraft is so inspiring.
It taught me because, like, for some reason, I just never wanted to play Minecraft at all. And I always thought, like, oh, no, it's not for me. And then playing Rust taught me, like, oh, you have to make this to make this to make that. I'm like, oh. And, like, that unlocked the omega brain of Minecraft.
You became Blessius 2 at that point.
Yeah, I leveled up.
That's funny. So we're going to talk about it right out the gate. Bless, how much have you made off your GameStop? You've made $10 million already from your game.
I'm so interested in this stock trading stuff because it's like genuinely over my head. I have no understanding of it.
Yeah, it's over my head. And, you know, I never would think I would learn what a hedge fund is. But I'm playing penny stocks, man. I think total invested I've ever put into... I won't use the app because they're a no-no company.
Boo,
now.
Yeah. Boo. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get
and,
to that.
But I think I only put in maybe 400. And but that was before everything that happened. And then as soon as people were like, yo, AMC, Nokia, GameStop, BB.
Get in it!
Yeah, just get it. I'm like, okay, so I sold what I had and I just kind of went in. And then I put $100 on top. And then so today it was tempting. As this was recorded on the 28th, the Thursday, GameStop hit what, 469 before
at some point? Yeah, it's high. Okay, so it's high today. All right, well, okay, let's kind of explain the whole kind of thing that is GameStop right now. Okay, so about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, GameStop might have been worth maybe $20 to $30. Okay,
If that,
yeah, so basically. These hedge funds are like who are the billionaires and the rich of the 1% of the 1%. So these people, they buy a stock in hopes that it stays low. And you buy a $5 stock and then you short it. And then, okay, so I'm going to explain it in monkey and snakes, okay?
Monkey and snakes.
So let's say 5 bananas currently cost $10, okay? So we have 5 bananas cost $10. One ape on the market has 5 bananas, okay?
Okay.
So Snake asks to borrow 5 bananas for a bit, okay? And instead sells the 5 bananas, okay? Thinking the price of the banana will go down soon. Parentheses shortening. Snake thinks he can buy them later for less and give them back to ape, okay? So he makes profit on the difference. So he hopes that GameStop, so the hedge funds buy GameStop in hopes that it's going to stay down forever so that they can just split the profit every time. So a group of apes notice what stupid snakes are doing and decide to buy all bananas on the market until snakes have no other choice but to buy them from the group of apes in order to return what they borrowed.
My brain hurts.
So they buy the stocks of the bananas. So the only way the hedge funds can bail themselves out is if they buy the GameStop stock at like $250. So it only can just go like up and up and up. But today, Thursday, January 28th, I think what is probably the most criminal thing I have ever seen in front of my eyes. Like there was... There's no backdoor meeting or anything. So a lot of people are making money. So GameStop goes from $2 and it soared to as high as $500 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So basic kind of traders like E-Trader, I think like Fidelity, something like that, and Robinhood, they banned all buying of the stocks of AMC, Nokia. I think they've stopped Dogecoin now. They've literally stopped GameStop. So you can't buy these stocks. You can only sell them.
Yeah.
Which in turn makes the stock cost less because nobody can buy it.
Yeah.
So the stock is no matter what going to go down. So what people are saying is like Citadel, which is like this big Omega investment company or whatever, owns like 60% of Robinhood. And then like Citadel also owns like some sort of hedge fund. So in turn, they are saying that Robinhood shut it down because Citadel forced them to. So you can't buy, can you buy GameStop right now at this moment, Bless? I mean, this, the market's technically closed, but.
I think you can if you have it on an app, but not on bad name websites.
Which is just like the most criminal thing, because it's a free market and you should be able to buy any stock at any moment. So what is fucked up, Blue, is that when the billionaires do this all the time, this is how the billionaires even get to this point, is that they this is what they do. But the moment, like, the common man, like, the Jim and Joes of the world, all of a sudden, like, start investing their own money and doing what the billionaires do, it's criminal. You know, you're stealing, you're market manipulating, you're pumping and dumping, you're doing all these wrong things. Like, you know, you're not in this kind of group, so, like, if you do it, it's bad, but if we do it, it's all right. It's, like, so hypocritical.
Yeah, and what they do is behind doors, you know, like, hey, we're gonna go inflate this, but like everything, it's just like Reddit guys that like leak out on Twitter and stuff, like, hey man, pretty smart to buy. Well, I'm not a financial advisor, but yeah, like,
we're not financial advisors.
No financial advice should be taken seriously.
I literally have $0 in this, and I mean that. I have not put a single cent into this,
because
all mine goes to fixing my credit and shit.
As of recording this, in naked BlackBerry, AMC, Nokia, and GameStop in total, I have $503.69.
Nice. So off your 400, you've made like $100.
Oh man, today at 9 a.m. because I'm looking at the live tracker of GameStop.
Yeah,
it was tempting, but hold the line.
You hold. Bless. Hold the line. It's not even about selling.
It's not about the money.
It's about sending a message. You know. Truly is. It is truly about sending a message. Like, I have seen people who are commenting, like, it was like, I'll read it verbatim.
I saw that Reddit post where it was like, Wall Street dudes or something. You only think you're in control.
Yeah.
Is it the same one?
It says, a message to everyone on Wall Street from somebody with nothing to lose. Yep. You only think you're in control. So it says, you're trying to scare us into selling. It won't work. Let me explain you why. I grew up poor. I grew up on the poor side of town. I remember my parents struggling for money for years. Shitty cars, shitty clothes, never owned video game consoles because not only did my parents not approve of them, they couldn't afford them. Ramen was a staple of the house. I still eat it to this day. Pro tip, you can have for the future a slice of cheese and a whisked egg in your ramen to make it way better than anything else with just the seasoning alone. I've been broke almost my entire life. I've never had more than $9,000 liquid at one time. I've been nearly homeless so many times to count. I'm an expert at thrift store shopping. I've worked 50, 60, 70, 80, even 90-hour weeks at shitty jobs. I just started working at 18. I've never stolen. My parents raised me to be honest and a good person and a hard worker, and that's who I am. I have struggled and I have always dealt with debt, and I have lived basically paycheck to paycheck for my entire adult life. If you think the prospect of losing a few hundred dollars I have in GME is going to scare me out and selling before Friday, you couldn't be more wrong. When you only average like $1,000 in your checking account, what's the difference when it's $100 or $10? Do you even have any idea how many times I've been there before? You know what I do when I'm completely fucking broke? I literally shrug my shoulders and play video games or music until my next paycheck, and I'll do it again. I'm not here to get rich overnight. I don't have enough to invest to make that happen. I'm here to say fuck you to the part of this movement, I'm here to say fuck you and be part of this moment, this movement. I will never sell, never. I don't even care about the money at this point. If I never see it again, it makes no difference to me. I have to get right back to work tomorrow and the next day and the next week and the next month and the next year. There isn't a single thing you can say to do to change my position. I risk my money happily. I am not the least bit scared or worried. You might be a financial expert. I'm a survival expert. Power to the people. I will not sell. If that doesn't make you hold, dude.
Yeah.
I read that. I was like, this is way bigger than just like.
That's the guy that started it all, man. And I saw today, like, he owns, like, I think 50,000 shares of it?
Oh, Deep Fucking Value.
Yeah, and so that's the same guy that wrote that, right?
I don't think so. Oh. That's Hungry Freak's daddy. Deep Fucking Value has put like
$50,000 into it.
Yeah, he put fifty k into it.
It's in like. He has like $9 million that he could make right now if he wanted to pull. And he's like, no, I'm not pulling, baby.
Yeah. Well, dude, it got so Deep Fucking Value is like the guy, the Redditor who like started this in Wall Street Bets. He had an initial investment. I think I've seen it. It's 20 cents. He bought 500 shares, which I think 20 cent, 500 shares is like maybe I couldn't do the math real fast, but it's low. It's not a lot of money. Maybe $500, maybe $1,000, somewhere in there. And then he bought, I think it was 5,000 shares at $18 or something like that, or 50 or something like that. It was $50,000 worth of initial investment at $18. And when GameStop hit its peak at like 500 something, he could have cashed out, I think, at like $54 million. But he held the line and he is still holding. Like he had his update literally, I think, like an hour ago. I thought I retweeted it, but I did not. Here it is. So Deep Fucking Value, the Redditor who started this, is currently sitting at $33 million off his $50,000 investment. And he is holding the line. He is going to be our future president. You know what I mean? And you know, I can't wait. In like 2 to 3 years, you find out who Deep Fucking Value is. It's going to be some like 18-year-old kid, or probably like 22 at that point now. He was some like 19-year-old kid.
Everything's crazy, man. And I don't know if it's a real story, but I saw someone say like, hey, AMC was about to like thinking about like, how are they gonna, you know, hold the future? But now, because of everything going on, they're like, hey, we might have movie theaters in the future when COVID's done in 2069.
It's just so crazy to think that like, and it's just so crazy that like, the hedge funds and the billionaires do this, but like when normal people go and do it, it's like, oh, this is that you're stealing. Like you're doing things that are wrong when you're doing exactly what you guys are doing, you know?
Right.
I think it ultimately just proves how fundamentally rigged it is for people who are already vastly ahead to stay ahead, because it reminds me of this old game called the Ninja RPG, which was like, if you played Naruto Arena back in the day, you probably tried out the Ninja RPG. And it reminded me of this moment where so the game was designed like shit. It was designed by like some college dude, and it was a text-based RPG. And I remember him having to reset the entire game at one point because the people who had amassed so much like experience and stuff like that, like when they would train their characters, which was like a command, they would make like they would have like millions of health. They would make just so much XP that it was just so exponentially impossible for anyone to ever catch up to them. So they would just always be eating. They would always be winning in PvP fights. Text-based PvP, look, trust me, it was dope. It made sense when you played it. But he had to literally reset the entire thing because it was so impossible for anyone who had started early on and basically was in the game before anyone else. It was so impossible unless you had help from those people specifically to even be competitive in that game. And it just reminds me of what happens in Wall Street, in that when you just have so much money, like at that point, a lot of people talk about how Wall Street is like a casino, but when you have that much money amassed over that long, like it's impossible for you to actually lose.
You're playing with a deck full of aces, you know, like you don't lose. I mean, I guess blackjack's like, so, but you're playing with a stacked deck, and that's
like, you're the house at that point. Like you are the house.
It's just insane to me that it happened right in front of our faces too. Like it wasn't, because I was thinking, I was like, there's no way they could just stop selling the stock. That was my first thought, because I'm like, that's, first of all, I don't think that's ever happened in this sort of capacity. Like they're just like, we're not selling this anymore. Like you can't buy this. You can only sell it now. Like that is, it's just so crazy to me, because how many people, one, are losing money because of that, or losing the profit that they could have gotten. But if you have any sort of compassion for these billionaires or feel bad for these people, like, you are a clown. Like, I've seen people that are like, hey, like, that's not all right. Like, you're manipulating the market. You know, there are going to be people who are affected by this. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, how can you feel bad for a billionaire?
It's ultimately like, they're billionaires. Unless they make incredibly stupid decisions, like, they're going to be fine after this is over.
You don't become a billionaire not by stealing from people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. At some point when making those billion, like, come on. Like,
just skip the avocado toast, man. You know, just do that.
God, that story is so ridiculous. Like, if you just didn't eat those, like, you guys could have a house. Like, oh, yeah, dude, thanks. Like, can you explain avocado toast, Bless, to those who don't know?
No, I just keep seeing it around. Wasn't it something about like the 2008?
So like a dude wrote a story about like millennials and like how we complain a bunch and was like saying basically like if we stopped eating like avocado toast or like expensive shit that like at that point now we could afford homes and we could pay off our student debt and all that kind of shit. Yeah, that's what it kind of means. It's like it's like a silver spoon kind of shit.
You know, now that meme means a lot more. But I will say this. Hey, if this is a risk for me to put $500 on GME, I'm not a financial advisor. That's their risk to put billions into GME, inflating it. So
yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have a right to lose your money. Like, who are they to be like, you know, like, you just don't know enough to invest that. Like, what? Like, who are you to judge that? Like, this is, I have legally earned this money through my means of work or however you got it. I mean, that's what a dollar is like, it's a dollar for your work or whatever that is defined, or your goods. And how dare you say I cannot spend this on what I want to spend it at? It doesn't make any sense. I think, somebody alluded to saying that, like, it's literally like being in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl. You don't get the fourth first down. You don't get the fourth down. And they're like, ah, we'll give them like two more plays. Like that doesn't make any sense. Like how can you just change the rules? Because it's not working in your favor for once.
I think
I've seen $75 billion have been lost by hedge funds.
Poggers. I brought this up with some friends. My other question was, what is stopping other hedge funds from buying into this themselves?
Well, I think it's the hedge funds are like already bought into shorting the stock. So if they buy the stock now, they're only going to raise it, I think. Like that's what I hear.
Well, that's what my question is the hedge funds that were targeted are obviously screwed, but what about other investors who had no stake in GameStop?
Maybe if they like have like a true vendetta against that hedge fund against it. I don't know.
I mean, clearly, right? So people can make a lot of money, and if you have a lot of money, you can make a lot more from this, right? If you plan at the right time. Obviously, if you're a financial advisor, you'll probably know, like, all right, when's the right time to sell and when's the right time not to sell. So my question was, when, like, what is stopping other incredibly rich people from cashing in on this as well? And the answer I got was nothing. Like, there's nothing stopping them from also cashing in on this. So it was just another thing where you're stacked against the house. So obviously we're screwing over a lot of people, but just as many already rich people
could get
even richer from this. And it's just, it's like, if you're, it just shows how stacked we are against the 1% and their wealth, because it's not like it almost kind of feels like a drop in the ocean type deal, because like, all right, we screwed over these hedge funds, but like a bunch of other dudes who are already rich got like super rich too from this. So like,
yeah. Well, yeah. And people say like the issue is that a lot of people are going to lose. They say people are going to lose money. So because we don't know what we're doing or something like that. So that's the other thing, is that when it gets to that point when everyone's like, all right, we can sell. But when you sell the stock is going to inevitably crash. Yeah, it's going to plummet.
Yeah.
So tomorrow's just like this. Oh, dude. Okay. If I was to guess what I see tomorrow, I think we see something we've never seen before. I think that shit closes at like double, bro. Because I think they literally did the opposite of what you're supposed to do to when somebody's trolling you. Okay, when someone's trolling you, like Reddit. Okay, when someone's trolling you, this is what the billionaires don't fucking get because they're old fucking suits. And last time they touched the technology was when they used the megaphone. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, if they had just let, you know, let's let the Wall Street Bets, like, sure, they ran up GameStop to $200 and they sold it. Like, and we lost $15 million or $15 billion, $70 billion, whatever it is. Okay, cut our losses. Like, that really hurt. Let's make sure that doesn't fucking happen again. You don't just be like, oh, hey, this troll is getting to us, bro. Like, he's making me angry. You're like, I'm mad. Like, I'm angry because that's just going to feed the troll even more and piss him off even more and give him an even bigger reason to fuck with you and to make you even more mad. And then it's not even like, and then like you ban Wall Street Bets. You have their Discord banned. Like, you just, you, everything happens. And then it's, you pissed off the wrong, like, nerds, man.
And it's been Robinhood's been trending all day, dude. And now
I will say this. I know they sponsor podcasts and stuff like that. I will never have a Robinhood ad on this podcast ever. I don't think they've ever asked, but if Studio 71 ever says I'd never do a Robinhood. That is, what they did was unbelievable. I didn't think I'd ever see something like that because it was literally robbing in daylight. Basically,
robbing the hood.
We literally care about the billionaires and the hedge funds and the rich and our friends in this corner over here rather than the masses, you know, the people who we say that this is all foreign shit. And then it's not a free market. It's a free market to the people who influence it. And it's trash.
Well,
then again, I'm not a financial expert. I don't have.
We are not financial experts.
Again, I have $0 in this. I'm in this to see fuckers get taken to the house. I do know people who are in it though, and some are in it pretty nicely.
Yeah. Again, I'm only like 500 in, so I'm.
See, that's like, but that's like, it's penny, fine, dude.
It's penny. Yeah. It's penny.
Yeah. You know, that's
like it's
that is lot, something but, you're willing to lose. Yeah, like that is, you know, like, that is what you're supposed to do.
I know it's a full risk, but who knows? Maybe it's power to the players. But dude, say this. Oh, since like I've seen so many people be like, you know, I wasn't going to get in this, but you know, yo, man, eat the rich. Yeah, I'll buy it 200 where it was earlier today. And like, and so many people are just like, yo, man, F the man. And like, they're just like, I'm just doing this. I'm never selling. And I think it's just like, hilarious. It's a movement of just like, of memes.
And that's what it is. Like, I love the memes too. Like, I've tweeted so many memes. 2021, like, did you see, like, it was like four Wednesdays. It was like the attack on Capitol, the impeachment, and then it was like the inauguration, and then GameStop.
Yeah. It's been crazy, man. We're living through history, and it's weird.
I'm getting tired of it.
I would never have thought, like, the White House press secretary would utter the words GameStop. We're monitoring the GameStop situation.
The GameStop situation.
Like, what? Dude, you gotta think, like, GameStop, like, as a company, though, is just, like, I don't know. You gotta think they're happy about this, like, or...
They're making money. They're a Fortune 500 company.
Are they making money, though?
I think that's what they are.
Because I'm going to be honest, like, as a person who looks at the value of what I would value GameStop at, it is like not even close to where it's at, not even near, like not even close to what it is. Now, if it went with my idea that I put in the Discord, maybe, bro, that is like $1 million GameStop idea that they need to
yours,
do. They need to do the rebrand and everything. But I don't think PC bangs would work in the United States because our internet sucks.
Pandemic.
Yeah, I think our internet
PC
is
bangs
just...
with vaccines, on the other hand.
Well, I mean, PC bangs in, I think, Korea only work because their internet is just so bitching good. Like, it's just, they can just feed every computer. I think if you had 10 PCs in a room and you had Spectrum going with it, like, it'd be awful. So, but then, like... Isn't Reggie from Nintendo? Isn't he like involved with GameStop in some sort of way?
He's on a board. That's all I know. I don't know if it's paid or whatever. I'm sure it is, but I don't
know. I just don't know. I don't know what GameStop is thinking though. Like, you gotta, I don't know. Like, if they're loving this or hating this or just like, what the hell is happening? I mean, well, any kind of PR is good PR.
Yeah. I mean, hey, people are going to definitely be buying Pokemon cards there now. Like, you know, people are like, you know what? Yeah, I'll go buy those Pokemon cards. But my favorite meme I saw was like a Big Bird amongst like a group of people. It was like GameStop entering the Fortune 500 table next to like Tesla and like, you know, like.
Yeah. Just like the odd one out, like the sore thumb. Like, what are you doing here? Like, my favorite was, it was like Gimli, and you found it for me, Bless. And what is his name? All the Lord of the Ring fans would be like, oh my god, I forgot Legolas' name. But it's like, looking, he's like, I never thought I would fight side by side with a Redditor against a hedge fund. And then it's Gimli looking up at him, or it's Legolas looking down on him going, Daddy Elon is going to take us to Mars. And then Gimli's like, what the fuck?
Like, oh yeah, I saw that one.
So funny, bro. Like, the memes coming from this are so great, dude. And like, and then you said, Bless, Dogecoin is just popping off too now.
Yeah, it's close to us. I think it's, it just hit 3 cents.
Oh my god.
0.3 cents. No, it's 3 cents. No, it's three. Oh my god.
It hit 3 cents alive. Woo! On air. Congratulations, Dogecoin.
Yeah, we're not almost financial advisors though.
We're not financial advisors. We're not financial advisors, but we just like to celebrate cryptocurrencies. Gosh, you know, it's like, it's crazy to think, like, if you invested, say you just YOLO'd Dogecoin, you just YOLO, not a financial advisor, you just YOLO 10K.
Not a financial YOLO advisor. 10K,
you, dude, how many shares you, and then, but like, say Dogecoin gets to $10, oh my lord, off of that, oh my god, you could retire off of Dogecoin. Could you imagine your kids go, hey, granddad, How did you buy mom and dad and myself a house? Like, you own the whole state of California. Oh, I bought Dogecoin at 3 cents.
It was 2021. Weeks after an insurrection, I put $10 into Dogecoin.
And then you go, you see this? What we use as money? Daddy bought that.
Daddy invested in Dogecoin.
Daddy runs Dogecoin.
Dude, me runs Dogecoin, literally. Though? No idea.
I don't know how
whoever runs it is popping off right now.
Like, who was like, this is a Bitcoin? Or like, this is a Dogecoin, though.
Tom Doge.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then, like, you, and then I have that feeling of missing out, but then it's like, what the fuck, how, I don't have anything to do, like, or throw in there to, like, really, truly make a difference. So, that's why I don't hop in the stock market, because I got to figure out everything else in my life.
Yeah, again, I just use penny stocks, man. I in the DM, I think Data was like, hey, Fruit Man, you could do thousands. And I was like, man, I literally have like 300, maybe 400 in total. I mean, and I'm sweating, dude.
Dude, have you guys ever dealt with like back spasms or something like that? Like, I've been having this weird thing where like I'll walk and like I'm just walking along. And then I'll get this weird jolt, like, in my back, man. I don't know if it's, like, I have weird back spasms or something, but I'm struggling. It hurts so bad.
I have a bad back. And last year, when before COVID, I was really good about going to the gym. And, yeah, I had the same thing. Those are the days.
Yeah, dude, but you were, like, crazy in the gym, bro. You were, like... I wore
sweaters.
Crazy, dude. I wanted to do Blessiest Wednesdays, where I would wear a hoodie when I worked out. I did it one time, and I was like, this is the worst thing ever.
It was just cold in there. That's the only reason. So, you know, it was just very cold because I guess I just didn't run the heat.
When was the last time you, like, worked out like that?
March 16th, 2020.
So you have an exact date? Oh, is that, like, when everything closed down and everything?
Yeah, I remember specifically. So I was going to an LA Fitness around me. And then I was like, hey, because my wife is in the Navy and I can go on the mm-hmm. military base, get free gym, and they had a sauna. And
the best.
And essential. So, like, yeah. And like, they would give you towels to use. I'm like, yeah, this is better. It's smaller, but it's better. Right. And so I, you know, canceled LA Fitness. I started going. And then everyone's like, COVID. Oh, no, you don't have anything to worry about. And in the place, all the news channels were Fox News. And you're just like, oh, dude, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then I remember the 16th. It was like, we are no longer giving towels out today. And like all of a sudden it was people wearing masks. I'm like, whoa, this changed in a day? And then it just closed.
Yeah, I remember going to the gym. It was still like during like the lockdown and stuff, kind of. Or maybe it wasn't. I don't remember. I just remember maybe it was in mid-March when I was already wearing a mask, I guess. Because I guess in February, that's when they stopped giving towels and stuff, or early March. And then I was like, that really sucks. I loved having a towel. Now I got to like bring my own. Like, that really sucks. And then the sauna was closed. Like, they were like, no sauna. And I was like, the sauna is a like very pillar of my workout. Like, I like need that. And Lifetime was like,
saunas
no.
are nice.
And like, now that I think about it, bro, I don't know if I could go back in a sauna. Like, unless I know everybody in these motherfuckers are fucking vaccinated, I'm not getting in that sweat box. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever be able to, like, go back and do those sorts of things, like, in crowds and whatnot. It's going to be a while before I feel like I can do that.
Yeah, same.
Did you guys see that the Miami Heat, they had fans come into the game? They had COVID-sniffing dogs.
What?
I'm not kidding. You can look it up. They had COVID sniffing dogs. Like, yep, they were
put
like,
that on the bingo sheet. COVID sniffing dogs 2021.
Seriously, though, like, it's getting at the point where dogs with a job. That's one of my favorite subreddits on Reddit, is dogs with a job. And that's where I saw it, is there were COVID sniffing dogs. Maybe it's something you could dogs. Teach Boomy, Zelda, and Leia, right?
Han Lane. Got all the names,
right? A Han.
Yeah, get them just to smell COVID. I'd make money, and they would get a lot of treats.
They just get a lot of treats. Imagine paying dogs in Dogecoin. Like, that's
maybe that's what it's for.
Paying dogs in Dogecoin? Oh, my. I embrace our dog overlords. Like, they do a better job than we are.
Like instead of treats, they hold out a card and you give them like a scanner. You give them some Dogecoin and they go to sleep. That'd be way better, dude. Max has been like, okay. So do you guys do this with your dogs? I don't know. So Max has really bad teeth. He's really old and has like missing teeth and just has gum sometimes. Like he has a lot of problems in his mouth. So we give him this wet food and it just is it was like what you opened, Bless. Like it is just the most vile. Every time you open it, juice gets on you and then you gag. I hate
it's like
that.
It's like a gravy. It's like, but moisture.
I was like, if you could invent a something to open up dog food where I didn't get splatter on me, I would invest every Dogecoin I had into it. Like, I can't tell you how many times I gag from giving Max food. And then I have to remind myself not to go, I don't know why.
Oh, on the fingers?
Like,
oh!
Yeah, because I'll open it and it'll get on my finger. And I have to remind, like, I don't know why. I know not to. But, like, I have to remind myself not to, like, lick my fingers. Because, like, whenever you have, like, wet stuff on your fingers, your natural reaction is to, or something like that. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like you have, like, a sauce on it. I hate it. Anyway.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever actually taken a little taste of Max's food?
No, absolutely not. No. No, like, one time it went on me, and, like, I looked at it, and I was like, why am I reminding myself not to, like, hey, Robert, make sure you... Like, I know it's tempting because it feels weird on your finger. It feels like barbecue sauce.
Don't take a taste, bro. Don't take a taste, bro.
Bless has actually tasted it. Like, Bless actually... I put in his chat, I am gagging and throwing up with you at this very moment.
It was bad. Yeah. My friend Josh helped me eat that stuff for St. Jude, and I couldn't house it. He did. And, you know, it's so finely shredded. It's nasty. It's like faux gravy.
So, but like Max loves it, I think. So Max like eats it. But like we do this fun, I do this fun thing now where I got him like these like fancy dinners. Like, ooh, like this isn't like my processed bullshit. Like this is like some good stuff. Like it's like this little broth kind of thing that has like tuna and salmon and all kinds of shit. So when we eat out and we're treating ourselves, Max gets to eat out too. And I give him like the good food. But now that he's like, there's way better tasting food in the pantry, when we give him like the bullshit one, he will not eat it anymore. So now I'm currently at war with my cat, trying to like, he's like on a hunger strike because he likes the food that I give him when we eat out better than like his normal 9-to-5 dinner. You know what I mean? But I don't blame him. Like, that shit is gross. But
I'd be the same way, man.
No, you got to eat it, Max. Do your pets ever do that? Like, have they ever gone on hunger strike, or do they just pretty much eat whatever you give them?
It's funny because I had to use all that food, the dog food that we used for St. Jude, and so like for special occasions, I would take their dry dog food. Like I use like Royal Canin Cocker Spaniel. Supposedly it helps their ears. I don't know. And I would take the.
If the bag says it does, I'm getting it.
Yeah, right. I would take one of those carts and I would like divvy it up into threes, and then I would put it like one into each bowl, and then I would take the excess piece and like chop that up and put them like, you know, try to even it out, and they would love it. And then all of a sudden my dog Leia would stop wanting like toys, like Han and Zelda love toys, and she's all about treats, and she will just stand at, we have like this trash compactor, and she'll just stand there because that's where the treats are. And she just wants treats, man.
And it's like, dude, I just gave you treats. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't just give you treats all the time. Like, and now, like, I have to sprinkle, like, the little one. Like, I have to, like, it's like a fucking souffle. Like, I, like, take out the bits, I crumple them up and, like, put them in the thing so he'll, like, eat the bullshit one. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I'm, like, having negotiations with my cat. What kind of... Does Boomy just eat his shit blue, or what's he like?
Boomy just vibes with this shit. The household treats this little dog like a king though, so I don't know what he gets throughout the day. Because quite honestly, I'm pretty sure he gets way more treat allowance a day than he's supposed to. And it's not like I have like an established treat allowance. It's more just me like I don't want my dog getting bad eating habits. And just like eating too many bad foods for him,
and just to the point where, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just eating to eat. I don't want it to be like that. But yeah, he gets way more than he probably should. But for the most part, I just give him dry food and he num-nums on that. Only like when I don't know, it's special, like I'll give them like canned wet food, because dogs will shred wet food. Oh, like, yeah, though they love that shit. Mm-hmm. So like maybe for his birthday he got a whole lot of food. His birthday was a couple days ago, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
So how old is the little guy?
He's 3. I'm getting old. Oh, wow. He's three, and my first thought was, holy shit, I'm old.
I've had him for 3 years.
So I've had this dog for 3 years.
You got him when D2 came out?
I got him about a year after D2 came out?
That's crazy.
Did D2 come out 2016?
2017. 17.
Oh, my Lord.
Dude, holy shit.
Sorry, Les, I know you don't want to talk about D2.
No, it's all good. No,
but let's hit it. Les, how is D2? How is D2, Bless?
Yo, it's great. You know,
I actually haven't. What are you saying, Rob?
Oh, I'm just saying, like, I'm just so glad I don't have to play that game anymore. Like,
I'm lucky. I wish nothing ill on the game or anything. I hope it's the best game.
Yeah.
Just like, bro, I don't want to see it.
I have recently realized I am out of my abusive relationship with Destiny 2.
You're out.
And that's
out.
That's a phrase I never thought I'd utter from my mouth, but I haven't logged into D2 in a month and a half. That's the longest I've ever logged out. That's the longest I've ever not played Destiny. Like, in general.
Any cycle.
Like, in probably 6 years, right? That's how long we've had Destiny. I have not played that. I've not touched that game in over a month and a half. Haven't booted it up. And I'm just sitting here like, dude, I used to play that, like, most days. During my downtime, like, even when there was not shit to do, like, I would still, like, once or twice
I'll do
a week.
My dailies, you know.
I mean, this event, like, I might as well get started on it. But I legit have not logged in a month and a half, and I'm going to be honest with you. Feels pretty good.
Yeah, you're not missing it at all?
You know, it's funny because I think that's about the time I got on my antidepressants. So I think I realized I needed to treat myself better. And that's why I stopped playing Destiny 2.
Good for you, bro. Yeah, I don't think I've played Destiny since maybe whenever we recorded our last Destiny 2 video. And I cannot tell you the last time that was.
No, was it... I don't think you logged in since the day one raid.
Yeah, day one raid. That was kind of the same instance whenever the last raid came out. So I will be playing Destiny whenever the next raid comes out. That's just kind of
Let's go, Rob.
Hey, Blue, I hope to have you part of the Rob transition. You know, you don't have to play Destiny every day, but you can just day one raid and then never play it again ever again. You can do it. You can be like me.
I mean, that's the reason why people play. Yeah. You
know, day one raiding is tight. Like, there are some aspects of Destiny that I will go and play. But, like, I'm glad I don't have to play it anymore.
I remember Moist Critical. People were like, so is Destiny 2 a good game? And then he's just like, no, people just play it because they don't want to miss out on God tier weapons for when the next raid, the day one raid races come out. And then they go back to playing a shit game for an entire year waiting for the next day one raid race.
Pretty much.
And I was just like, shit. Fuck.
He's talking
about
me.
I feel really called out. See, but Rob's learned the meta. Like, it's just like, don't even worry about that. And just day one raid race regardless.
You day one raid, and then you get the fuck out. Like, that's just what it is. Day one raiding is really cool. I really recommend it. Like, that is what Destiny is about, is day one raiding. The feeling of a day one raid and doing all that stuff is super fun. And, like, sure, the grind and all that shit is like, God, this is so boring, but I'm doing it for this reason. And then after day one raid comes out, all those reasons are gone. Like, for me, like, all right, never playing this again, unless Mr. Fruit asked me to record a Destiny video, which is, thankfully, now never.
If I could say something, and maybe this is, I don't want to say it to the common man, but the people without friends, I'm not, like, trying to subtweet or anything like this, But as mm-hmm. someone that plays Destiny like usually 99.7% solo and like has a bunch of bad raid experiences, you know, that also might have been like something that I'm like, oh, you're raiding. And maybe that just makes a little bit of bitterness for me. I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, have fun.
Well, I do have to remember
like,
that.
Raids are,
go ahead.
Most raids are like picked out, you know, like 6 months in advance. Like, oh, yeah, man. Hey, 3 months raid this day. We're in. And then you're like 2 weeks out. Like, yo, who wants to raid? Ghosted.
Yeah, it is like that. But I mean that. If you do end up planning for it, it is a ton of fun. But that is the only aspect of Destiny that I can get behind. And I don't know what. And then, like, people ask, like, well, Rob, like, what is it? Like, what could Destiny do to, like, make you come back? And the answer, I have no clue. Like, I don't know.
Make it a good game?
But I don't even know where that begins. Like, what would you like? And it's like, I don't know. Give me like a reason to play the game. Give me like a reason to like want the armor, you know, give me a reason to grind for titles, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just glad we don't have to play it anymore, boys. And we can
praise
do other forms of content.
Praise the Traveler.
Clue. What have you been playing lately, Bless?
I've been trying to hack that mountain down. A lot of Rust. Rust is fun, man. Rust,
yeah, you've
Rust
been grinding line. The divide. But are you on Badlands again? Like, what
yeah,
what
a lot of people
what's
went
the
over.
Drama?
There's no drama. It's just like, OTV, for anyone that doesn't know, is like this server where, like, you know, you have like your Soda Poppins, most moist critical,
Blue,
a lot of like TTRP. Yeah, he was on, yeah, he dude had like a gun shop that pissed off a hentai art gallery.
Oh yeah, the art gallery. Yeah, so I my mini storyline, it was like a side quest, was I owned a gun shop. It's actually kind of cool RP growth when you think about it. So I owned a gun shop down next to the art gallery people, and the art gallery people are just fucking hilarious. I love those dudes. They were so funny.
They were best on the server.
So this dude Davikus, who is one of the curators, he finds my gun shop, and he just like, well, he doesn't find it. I'm in the process of building it. So I'm building this gun shop, and he's just like, oh, do you live down here? And I was like, yeah. I just started living down here. I'm actually making a gun shop. So he's like, wait a minute. You're making a gun shop in our safe neighborhood? Because that was the RP village at the time, and there was no PvP. So it was pretty funny. At the time I didn't know they had their 18 plus gallery on the other side of the cave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they didn't like me. But it was so funny because I ended up like going to do like the oil rig, the big oil rig, the cargo ship with them because Rennie would invite me. And it was just funny because the art gallery dude started off as these dudes who never used weapons. They just use like crossbows and shit to do oil rig. And then like, I'm just like, we just have this whole like art gallery squad just rolling up to oil rig with full auto AKs, LRs. It was dope.
Yo, now, and those oil rigs are like Destiny raids, kind of, sort of. They're fun.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're really fun. They're really fun.
Interesting. I hopped in, but my mic is so bad. And like, I'm so afraid of running into like, Bless, when you were playing with Shark that other day, like, right before I joined to, like, just sleep in there and kind of try and start my RP, you literally ran into Sykuno, and I was like, the last thing I want to do is run into somebody like that with just the terrible microphone, and everybody just knows me as terrible microphone guy.
Dude, oh, my mic was awful.
Wasn't even that bad, and there's people in there with way worse mics, dude.
Yep.
For real. And
my mic is awful, and I did okay.
Yeah, and no one talks about that or like singles you out or anything like that.
Is the divide Applebee's still going or nah?
It probably degraded. I'm not even gonna lie. Because the divide was like the server, then like Shark and I, and well, me, Shark, you, Fruit, Blue got in, and so Shark and I was like hardcore in there, and it was popping because the other server was kind of dying, and it was so hard to get into the server, right? And I remember I was like, It's incredibly, it's like pulling teeth.
We did.
And so we're in there for like 2 days, and it's like, you know, oh my God, and like you have these RPs, and then it dies. And then people are like, oh, people are just burnt out. And then on the other server, it got a reset, and everyone went to that one. And I don't know. I like it. I like the first server more because like they're not as choosy who gets in, but you have better RP. Like you have like Davicus and Penguin in there that are like these art gallery guys that are like so inclusive. Like I put a picture in there of JFK Jr., Sharktooth and me, like a random picture. They're like, oh yes, we'll put that up. It was just random.
The art gallery dudes honestly were the best part of the entire Rust experience for me.
Did they not get like, into the divide?
No. No, they got a Donowald. And so Rennie, someone that was really nice to Shark and I and Blue, she didn't get in either. And I was like, you know, it kind of sucks. Like there's a lot of cool people that got the shaft of getting in. I mean, you know, but I think they learned their lesson when everyone kind of fizzled out and went back to the one that
I'm not gonna lie, like Badlands honestly consistently had more funny RP shit than what I was watching on Divide, because Divide just seemed like a lot of drama constantly.
Yeah, and open mics, like, you know, people trying to RP, you know, you have art gallery guys, but in the other one you have people like with like screaming into their mics, yo man, thanks for the 10 gifted subs.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no,
is
way?
This the
really?
This is the RP one. Like, you
wait,
know,
why do they have open mics though? That's like so cringe. You think like in the Divide, you know better.
I think that, you know, I don't know. So like you were saying names. I'm like, I don't know like hardcore Twitch culture like that. So most of the names go over my head. And then when someone said the name Moist Critical, I'm like, huh, not ringing a bell. I'm like, oh, you mean the whoo guy? Oh, that was him. Like
that's what we've been waiting for. That guy.
Yeah. But yeah. And then, yeah, it was really cool because, like, some people hide their names. And for me, that makes it really nice because I didn't know who XQC was as. And he came out to me. I'm like, that's XQC. And, like, normally I'd be kind of nervous. And, like, Donkey was in there. And Donkey was cool.
Really? You met Donkey?
Yeah. He came to the Applebee's. He held me hostage. And then I served him some food. And then he paid me 3 scrap. It was really funny.
Is that who's like the biggest creator you RP'd with? Is it him?
Donkey, 100%. Yeah, he like that was kind and like didn't like wasn't trying to force.
It was like
you.
Fun and genuine, like a really good RP sesh.
Yeah, I would say Donkey, and I would say, but on the other server,
did you put it on YouTube?
No, I need to. I need to start.
That's god tier clickbait. I got held hostage by Donkey.
Yeah,
I need you guys as my financial advisors.
All right, well, there's your advice.
We're not financial advisors. Just to note, we are not financial advisors.
Yeah, if you take anything away from this podcast, what is it, guys?
We are not financial advisors.
All at the same time now. But the plan was to like have like the Divide kind of be like where we were going to try and do Rust Season 4. But I still think that should be the plan. But there's a reset coming.
Soon.
Maybe when the reset starts or something like that, we'll kind of maybe try and do it.
Yeah. But I just hope some people from that other server get in because they not only carry the RP, but like they help out so much with like electricity and like you needed a degree to figure out some of this stuff in that game to run lights. And
dude, I was watching you try and electrical. Do like an electric system in Applebee's and you were losing your mind.
It's hard.
It is hard. It is really
like
hard.
Redstone shit. Like it looked really confusing. Like way. Like it looked like a realistic like redstone.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's easy because once you get into it, like time flies initially, but then it messes up your sleep schedule. Because
fucked my sleep schedule.
Yeah, and then I think a lot of people got burnout. But I don't know. I think once it resets, it's gonna be fun.
I feel like the RP was always kind of going on at like 1 a.m., 12, midnight. Yeah. Those were kind of the gamer hours for the server. And I was just like, I'm in bed by like 10:30, man. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah, it got super late. And then it reminded me of like when I was like a kid playing Vanilla WoW, being like this East Coast kid going to bed at like 3 a.m. And like, you know, people in California being like, oh, man, it's late. I got to go to bed. I'm like, shut up. Like,
shut the hell up. Is Tennessee East?
No, I grew up in PA.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Scranton.
Close to it.
Oh, okay. I was just, that's The Office. That's the only place I really know.
Scranton. I only know Scranton because Joe Biden is like, I'm Grove and Scranton.
I saw that on the bingo card every time he says like Scranton. Do you guys want to move on to the Patreon questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I'm sure we have a Final Fantasy question somewhere in here.
Oko! Oko, are you here? Is Oko there?
Let me see. We will start with Riles. Says, Fruit and Rob, did y'all play fantasy football this past season? If so, who was your best pickup and biggest bust? James Robinson was my absolute stud this year. For me, got second week off of the waiver wire, and I'm never drafting Devin Singletary again. So I like fantasy football a lot. I almost got last, but I didn't because I won in the toilet bowl Super Bowl thing we have. But this was like the first time I like ran a league. And I had a pretty decent team. My players just got injured. The worst thing I probably did though, I traded at one point, Lamar Jackson and Juju Smith-Schuster I traded Aaron Rodgers and Juju Smith-Schuster for Lamar Jackson. And, that really burned me because Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. Oh, here you go, Blue. Oko.
Yes!
Okay. What's your favorite day of the week?
Fuck. That's a hard question. Damn.
Dude, it's going to sound weird. I really like Thursdays because Thursdays I get the podcast and then I know it's almost the weekend. I like the structure of my Thursdays because I know my Thursdays are the exact same every time.
Yeah. I would say either Thursday or Friday. I say Thursday because I'm the same as Rob. I know what my schedule is. And then that's my static day of the week. So like Thursday is my first static day on Final Fantasy. So it's like, all right, wake up, take Boomy for a walk, GG easy. Static
Final Fantasy till I'm fucking dead.
And then just mess around and watch like WandaVision Thursday night because it comes out like at 2 a.m.
Oh yeah, you guys get to watch it at like 2 a.m.
I remember like Thursday is like my most structured day.
Where is it? I remember waking up, Blue, and it was like 3 a.m. Max had just woke me up and I'm just like scrolling Twitter on the toilet, kind of doing
WandaVision.
After feed Max. No, it was when the Mandalorian season finale had just come
out. Oh shit, no.
Yeah, you were like live tweeting about it. Like, this is sick. Like,
dude, it was sick.
What about you, Bless?
Yo, man, I like Fridays. You know, with Mando, especially Mando. I'm not going to say who it is, and this is kind of, I don't know. I'm not calling him out, but yo, man, there's like this guy that works at a website, and they would spoil stuff at 5 a.m. about Mando. And I'm like, great. Now I have to wake up stay up until 2 a.m. on a Friday to watch Mando without spoilers. And I'm glad I did for the last episode. That was amazing.
Oh,
but
that was awesome.
But the dude still does it for WandaVision. Stop!
What?
Yeah.
You need to unfollow that. You need to unfollow. Unfollow.
Wait, you absolutely have to unfollow.
Bro, I had somebody, I forgot what it was. Yeah, I had somebody spoil a Demon Slayer, like some
thing
that happens like, in fucking like forever, because Demon Slayer's so behind. I knew him, a personal friend, good guy. Unfollowed him. I don't
give
a fuck.
Dude, like that.
No mercy. Like you tweet that shit, you're out of here.
No, that's totally understandable. Like if you tweet shit like that, like you're gone.
No, you are a personal friend, and I know you, and I know you're a good guy, but you're fucking out of here.
See, that would make me question my entire friendship with someone. Like, if you're cool with tweeting spoilers, bro.
Honestly.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
Yeah. You know, it's speaking of spoilers, with the last Avengers movie, I'm surprised that that lasted like a month worth. I didn't see a spoiler. And it was like a month until the Captain America thing.
I went to go see that movie ASAP, and I was still genuinely so surprised at how few... I never saw someone like trying to fuck around with spoilers.
I think it was kind of, we all agreed that like, hey, we've all been waiting for this. Like, we all should just kind of...
Like, even the trolls. Even the trolls waited 12 plus years for that. They were like, no, I'm not going to mess with this.
Yeah, dude, because I remember I had... I talk about this story all the time when I had The Force Awakens spoiled for me.
Oh,
fuck!
Yeah, I had it, like, spoiled, like... I had somebody follow me, but this is early streaming, Rob. I had just started streaming. Like, I'm just getting followers. This is when you thanked followers. So I got a follow, and I say,
"Oh no,
Han kills it, or Kylo kills his dad."
No,
and I was like, "Wait, what the fuck?" And then I was like, "That's probably some bullshit." And then when he's like, "It's on board the Millennium Falcon with your father, Han Solo," and then I was sitting there like. Like, I swear to God. And then, like, when they're walking out, and he's like, bam! And then, like, he turns around, and I was like, this is it. Like, I knew it was coming. Yeah, and then, like, everyone in the movie theater was like, ah! And I was just sitting there.
And you sit there, like, oh.
In pain, knowing it was over.
I had wanna... that and Jon Snow spoiled for me.
No way, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Sydney spoiled Jon Snow coming back to life.
Oh, that's what it got.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't preface spoilers, I guess, but fuck Game of
Thrones. It's okay, nobody cares about Game of Thrones anymore.
Game of Thrones. We had just started dating, and my friend Blake, like, tweeted, like, he's back. And then, like, while I'm watching the episode, Sydney's like, oh, look what Blake tweeted. Thinking I was talking about Bran, because I was like, oh, Bran came back from, like, we haven't seen him since, like, season 5. And so she thought he was talking about Bran, but he was talking about John being back. And I was like, oh. And then, like, right then, it, like, cut to, like, John laying on the thing. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh, the eye thing? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, spoilers, man. They stink, dude.
Feels bad.
Mr. Wall says, because I keep math questions. Oh, God.
No.
Rob decides to come beat me up at my house. When Rob arrives, I call the cops to come help. If the cops are moving at a constant speed of 60 miles per hour, they are 0.5 miles away. Approximately how much time does Rob have to fight me before the police arrive?
Yo, man,
okay,
I'm
so he has the spoilers. So there is an answer to this.
Okay, so it was 5 miles an hour. Or no, 60 miles an hour.
60 miles an hour, and they live half a mile away. 0.5 miles away. So 5 goes into 60. How many times? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. 10 times. Okay, I don't think that answers anything for me. I'm going to say 10 seconds.
I 5 minutes?
Blue?
Half a mile away, 60 miles an hour. I'm going to say 5 minutes.
The answer is 30 seconds.
What the fuck?
Not enough time.
What about traffic lights, man?
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's constant, Bless.
Sorry. I honestly just went with what Bless said, because Bless seemed really confident.
Mr. Sharkboy97 asks, imagine you are in the Purge and you are going to beat up Mr. Walsh. What do you do and what crimes do you commit? I murder him with numbers.
Blue Westlow has two. Wait, what's the? What's a torture device?
A guillotine.
What do people use to cut fingers off? Like, what do they?
Oh, cigar.
Oh, cigar cutters.
I'd be like, all right, Bless, Mr. Walsh. Mr. Walsh, Jesus, yeah. Mr. Walsh has Mr. Walsh has 10 fingers, and Blue Westlow has 2 bolt cutters. If Mr. Walsh asks 3 math questions and Blue Westlow uses 2 bolt cutters, how many fingers is Mr. Walsh gonna have left? I would do that. But then, I would be like, ha ha, and then like, I wouldn't do it because I'd feel really bad because I could never cut another person's fingers off.
But we're not serial killers, so don't follow our advice if you're gonna be a serial killer.
Like, we are not murder advisors.
Yeah,
we are not murder advisors.
We are not here to tell you how to torture your victims. All right. We will turn you in, though, if we hear anything. Mr. Judo Narwhal asks, if you could snap your fingers and have anything in the world appear next to you in this very moment, what would it be? P.S. It can't be beating up Mr. Walsh.
A cure for depression.
Our Q&A people have started turning against Mr. Walsh here. Our Q&A is starting to grow a culture around it. You know, it's kind of it's festering a culture, and I like it. If I could snap anything next to me... A 1,000 Doge coins.
Oh my God.
1,000.
If I could do anything, I would say 1,000 worth of stock in GameStop.
Oh.
To the moon!
To the moon. I'll do 50,000. I want to be like deep fucking value. I want to.
Yeah, have I was gonna say 50,000, but
okay. Well, let's say we both go on deep fucking values level.
Yeah,
okay, we're on deep fucking values level.
My magic no depression button.
Nice. Mr. BNG asks, as Hitman 3 came out, imagine you were the main character. How would you go about your mission? Would you go gun-ho, or would you be more stealth, only showing your cards to eliminate the final boss? I like the whole stealthy kind of ass. Like, you were there, but you were never there. Like I put a needle in his deodorant stick, so when he puts it in, the poison goes through there and kills
him. Is that a real thing?
No, I just made it up on the top
of
my head.
That's a great idea, dude.
Yeah, well, you heard it.
Nice job on thinking about how to kill someone.
Yep, I'm not a murder advisor, just kind of like an idea I had.
Don't
invest in the deodorant murder poison.
That's like 5,000 IQ, man.
Yeah, check your deodorant now. If you're a spy somewhere, you're going to be looking at your deodorant now. Well, what about you guys? Would you guys be stealthy about it or gung-ho if you were an assassin?
Oh, man. For me, I've never played a Hitman, ever.
I haven't either.
But I'd try to be stealthy, but, like, I don't know if I could kill anyone. So I would, like, just, like, maybe, you know, like, while they're not looking, like, put, you know, like, a meme in their pocket. Like, man, what's this note? And it's, like, just a picture of Harambe.
I'm literally a walking nuclear power plant. And then it was, like, monkey.
That's why I like Kong. Harambe!
No. I'm gonna ask this. Are we Team Godzilla or Team Kong?
Kong. If you're Team Kong, you're normie.
Thank you, Blue. We are Team Godzilla in this house.
Like,
I know
Kong is the normie pick. I'm sorry.
Mr. Fruit is also with you, Bless. He likes Kong, and so does Arios. So, you are... It's an even fight here.
Dude, it's just... You have Harambe, and then what if there's Diddy Kong, dude?
What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
I'm telling you.
What if there's Godzilla and there's baby Godzilla?
Well, that's like K. Rool Jr. I've never seen that. That's not canon.
It is canon, actually.
What?
He does have a babby in an episode. Or in a movie.
Oh.
Well, Bless is just like, wait. What?
Yo, canon matters, dude. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like you saw like that. Did you see the meme of just like like Kong beating up Godzilla, and then he's like, well, "What about Mothra?" And he's like, "Why do you know that name?" Like because
yeah, he's like Mothra.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah, he's like, well, we have the same name. Yeah, it's probably just gonna be one of those movies where it ends in a fucking tie, though.
I feel like it's gonna be like. Kong beats up Godzilla. Godzilla goes away. Kong gets beat up by a new threat. They work together and they live in peace.
So the safe bet?
Safe bet. I bet you. Movies are safe, dude.
I want to see Godzilla kick his fucking ass.
Same.
Monkey.
Because it shouldn't even be literally close. He's literally a walking power plant. Nuclear power plant.
Monkey. Agree, Rob. Agree.
Saints Workshop asks, as a follow-up to next week, have any of you guys considered reading the One Piece manga? It is extremely fast-paced, though.
No.
I understand if y'all are too busy to read it.
Stop this.
You know,
live my life.
I did text Christian and kind of like to kind of like boost the spirits up. I was like, hey, dude, maybe now's the time you start One Piece.
did he respond to you?
Yeah, he's like a little mile. Bless, what do you think about One Piece?
Nothing against it. Never watched the anime or read it, so I'm a normie.
It's just 1,000 episodes, dude. There's nothing normie about not knowing One Piece.
I saw a tweet this year about someone's like, man, it was an investment. I watched all the episodes, and I'm like, isn't it 1,000? It's crazy.
Somewhere around there. Tepev asks, after beating up Mr. Walsh and running away from the police scene, decide to get ice cream to celebrate. What flavor do you get?
Ooh, pistachio almond.
Pistachio.
I love pistachio ice cream. Really? I fuck so heavy with pistachio ice cream.
You're gonna make me want to try it, dude. Because whenever I like even look at or hear pistachio ice cream, I go, "Oh my!"
It's the flavor, bro. Like, it's like it's the color too. Like, you're like, "Ew, green ice cream, gross." But no, pistachio hits, bro.
Interesting. For me, I'd go like birthday cake. Birthday cake. You go birthday cookies and cream plus?
I think so.
You don't like birthday cake?
That's the classic. That's the classic.
No. Oh, no. Birthday cake with like just rainbow sprinkles, bro. Oh, hits so nice.
No, man. Not for me.
Cookies and cream is classic though. Like you can't go wrong with cookies.
Can we all agree that Rocky Road is nasty?
Yes. My fucking dad, that's all he used to fucking get at the only ice cream that was ever in the Venegas household growing up as a kid was fucking Rocky Goddamn Road. I hated it. I remember chewing it and all I'd be like, this is not bad. And also and it's a what is it, an almond, right? Or something? I forget what's in it.
I have no idea.
It's awful. This is my dad's favorite though.
Why is it called Rocky Road?
Because I think like...
Because it makes your poops rocky.
The road is rocky. Let's see. Tony Kenny asks, I don't know if you've already been asked this, but if there was one game you could banish and remove from existence forever, what would it be and why?
Last of Us 2. You ask what would it be and why? The Last of Us 2. Why? Fuck that game.
Mine would be Halo Reach.
Wow. Really? Halo Reach?
Yeah. Like, in terms of, like, multiplayer and how much I love Halo 3 and how drastically different Halo Reach was to Halo 3 and how it killed the competitive scene and how it just changed everything and was just awful. Yeah, that. Because I would think if Halo Reach was, like, kind of somewhere similar to Halo 3, it would have been, like, what we see with Call of Duty now. But instead, it's just a fucking barren wasteland of shit. I hate it. Sad Halo.
I can still feel the pain in your soul. And honestly, deep down, I could feel Fruit having pain in his soul with you right now.
Yeah. For me, dude, I don't know. Can I break the rules? I feel like I'm breaking these rules.
Just say it. I know you're going to say Destiny.
Destiny, dude.
Yeah,
I don't want to remove it for other people, but like if I had the opportunity to never played it, peace, inner peace. That's what do you hear that sigh of relief? Just a thought.
I don't have to make content Destiny ever again.
Likewise, what game do you think everyone should play at least once in their lives? I think everybody should play Skyrim at least once in their lives.
Bernie Sanders mod.
Against popular belief, I'm not gonna say Final Fantasy. Mirror's Edge.
Really? Wow.
I think everyone should play Mirror's Edge at least once in their life. I think that's a unique title. Maybe not as unique as it once was, but that's like the original runner game. And it was tight. And I was like, wow, this is different. Not the best game I've ever played, but it was definitely like one of the most memorable ones because it's like I'd never played a game like that.
Yeah, never. I never played it. For me, Breath of the Wild. I love that game. I stand.
Oh, that's such a good one. Fuck. Can I change my answer? Breath of the Wild.
I need to beat it. That's one game I haven't beaten, but it's fun.
Dude, I love it. I adore that game.
Magia. I'm gonna keep messing up your name, Magia Ibera. Do any of you guys have a Stardew Valley farm? Also, for those who play Final Fantasy 14, who is your favorite character from the main scenario?
Oh shit.
The cat girl.
No, I didn't play Stardew Valley. My mom is a super big grinder of Stardew Valley. She loves Stardew Valley. I don't know if she still plays it anymore, but I knew at one point my mom was grinding hard on the Stardew Valley.
I've never played. But my wife has, but I never have. I see a lot of people play it, though.
My favorite character is Thancred. My favorite villain is Tsukuyomi.
Angel asks, what do you guys want from Diamond and Pearl remakes? Also, what is your favorite Gen 4 starter?
Oh, shit. Favorite Gen 4 starter is obviously Empoleon, because it's fucking Empoleon. Piplup, the god, the OG, the penguin, the god.
Can you explain to me I'm going to repeat myself. Starters?
There's a...
Monkey, turtle, penguin.
Monkey, turtle, penguin. Chimchar, Groddle, right?
That's when I kind of fell out of Pokemon.
Yeah, understandable. But Piplup is the only answer, let's be honest. And then maybe some plebs will pick Chimchar. You know, some normies, but...
Because the penguin was featured in the anime quite a bit, right?
Yeah, Piplup was all over. Piplup was definitely the most popular starter that gen. But for good reason, it's a little penguin.
Yeah, I'll go with the penguin myself. And what I want from the game is right out of the gate to be able to be followed by a Pokemon that isn't a Pokeball.
True, dude.
Like Pikachu in Pokemon Yellow version that just follows you, I'm like that, like where I would love, you know, my shiny Alolan Vulpix behind me, and that's my Pikachu, you know.
Doesn't Heart Gold have that kind of stuff where like a Pokemon follows
yeah
behind
oh yeah
it? Yeah,
yep.
But Sword and Shield didn't until what, the first expansion?
And even then it was like very half-baked implementation.
Yeah.
As far as like what we want in the game, I'm pretty sure me and Fruit have already gone over this like a million times. Like, we just want the game to not be a 3DS port.
Yeah.
Like Sword and Shield was. That's all we want.
Something that's clearly made for the Switch. Like, this is like this is what you can expect from next gen Pokemon.
Yep.
Yeah. On the Switch Pro.
Punk asks, the Mighty Bless would challenge the Bomb Sauce again?
Oh. For charity, I would. If I know someone will do something, if I do something stupid, you'll do something stupid for St. Jude. Put some money in there. I have sauce in here. If anyone ever wants to say, hey, I'll donate $10,000, yo, I'll do it.
Shoo. That sauce is awful.
Dude, the thing is like the accident was, is like, it looks like it's chunkier. So I made the accident thinking, oh, it's just going to come out like thick, right? Like, you know, molasses. No, it's runny. It's like a... Mm-hmm. Hot sauce from Taco Bell.
Dear Lord Blessius and crew, what is the impression / voice that you enjoy doing the most? Is there one that people really seem to enjoy?
With Rust, is Cynthia Bowell just a lady that talks like this? Is she old? Does she smoke a lot, or is she just smoking? I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah, I kind of like to do the one where I kind of do my nerd voice and just. It's the only one that, like, I'm able to kind of do the entire time where I just don't have to kind of fix anything. So, I name it Sammy Sprinkler because it's from the Benchwarmers movie because he calls himself Sammy Sprinkler. So, that's, like, the only voice that I can... I can do, like, a British accent, but it kind of changes as I talk. It just kind of changes to different kind of dialects, and I just don't know what to do. And I just... And then I think about it too much, so I can't really do those.
I love doing British accents, but I love doing shitty British accents.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, where you're just shitting on
like, oh, bruv, I took a poopy in my pants. Ha ha, I'm British. God damn it, dude. But yeah, shitty British accents are my favorite. See, but at this point, like, it's cool to make fun of British people. Because, like, the start of 2021, it's like, yo, British people be like, and it's just brought back the shitty British accent, dude. I mean, it never left, but, like, now it's cool to be... to shit on British people, get fucked. But like, you know what I mean? Like, you feel the vibe I'm putting down. Sorry, any British people in chat, but like, your accents are dope.
I do feel what you're putting down, though, Blue.
What are you getting? I'm putting down. The chicken Nando's.
About time, Joey says for Bless. What's your ultimate VA dream? I'm assuming that's voice acting. Any studio that is your end goal to work with. P.S. I know you'll get there.
Aw, yeah, that's very wholesome. I would just like to be able to, yo, I'm not even capping you, but like, I wouldn't mind getting to be a Destiny character voice and then I can legally say, hey, I don't stream it because I don't want to talk about it and not be a dick.
Oh my God.
Do you know, like, would you want a voice like our guardian?
Nah, man. I want to do like one that has three lines, like, and you have to go to the vendor a lot. So it's just like, you know, like the Drifter, kind of like just a new NPC. You hear it a lot.
What if Bungie's like, Bless, we got the perfect role for you. And then you look at the sheet and it says alien noise in parentheses.
I would do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me your best alien impression.
Like what alien?
I don't know. I don't know. That's fine. That's my alien impression.
An alien who just went through a divorce and has nothing to lose.
Oh, so Varix? B-Dat Bradley Baker, sorry, dyslexia, he voices it, and he also voices, and he, like, holds his, like, like nasal passages, and like he inhales, and so like he'll just get like, and like he just, that's how he talks.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he does Varric. She's like, it's weird.
Whoa, yeah. I can't even do that.
The fact you did research on this is impressive to me.
D. Bradley Baker, that's who it is.
You do great voice acting work, Bless.
You do.
Thank you. I'm trying to remember what game it was that you were in. I remember
Rune. Yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm trying, dude. There's nothing more I want than to chase that dream. But if it's non-union, which it's impossible to get in union unless they hire you, you don't get paid. I think they, like, you don't get money at all.
Really?
Really. I think I got, like, 30 characters, $350.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Slots 5 asks, you are about to get into a fight. What song comes on the soundtrack? Mine is Mr. Blue Sky from Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm about to fight? You say run, My Hero Academia. Like, how can I lose with that playing in the background?
True.
But I probably will.
The Shrek version of I Need a Hero. How does that shit not get you hype?
That's a good one.
For me, DMCA is a heavy thing, so I do just random lo-fi.
he's just the chill hop girl studying.
I just imagine like the girl studying in the back and then just Bless in the background fucking kicking ass.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
it's time to kick this homework assignment's ass.
Bandarin with the last question says, what was the last time you were blown away by either a plot twist or shocking moment while playing a video game or watching other media?
Oh, fuck.
I have a good one. I played KOTOR for the first time, and ooh, no one ever spoiled the twist, and I won't do it either, because, like...
What is cool KOTOR? Twist? How do you spell it?
Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars.
Oh! Knights of the Old Republic, okay.
And, yeah, so, like, that was a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh.
I'm trying to think. I was like genuinely like I did not see that coming. I guess the last time I was truly that shocked and was like, "Oh my god." Okay, nobody cares about Game of Thrones anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. When Jon Snow is killed by the Night's Watch. Like, when that happened, I could not believe it. Like, that was, like, probably the last time I sat there, like, in shock, saying, like, I did not see that happening.
For the watch.
Bastards.
Dude, that little kid, dude, Ollie. He had a whole year being hated.
Ollie.
Yeah.
Ollie. For the watch.
What about you, Blue?
My net's cutting out, so you might not be able to hear me that well.
Okay.
Probably the last time I, like, genuinely my brain got fried was Arrival.
Oh, that's really?
You love that movie. Somehow, we always tie Arrival movie. Somehow into the podcast. At least once every month, I think. Arrival somehow always is like,
God, I love Arrival.
It's a great movie. It's a good movie. Have you seen it, Bless?
No, I've heard a lot of good things about it.
You
though.
Need to, I think that, take eat some gummies. Don't watch the people. Watch some Arrival.
Yeah, I'll take that advice when I'm in a state that I can do that in.
Was that do you remember that when you were sending me videos of you like in the peephole and you're like, someone's knocking on my door?
Oh yeah, when I was in LA for the first time. Yeah. Dude, that was scary, bro. It was what, like 3 a.m. in LA. I was there for E3 or something. And like, yeah. And some dude was like drunkenly like head going against a peephole and like trying to get in the room. And I like call, I'm like, hey, there's a dude that's trying to get in my hotel room.
And Bless is like on gummies while this is happening.
I was freaking out, dude. It was terrifying.
He
was
you're justifiably freaking out, but then it's like you're double, triple freaking, not even triple, like omega freaking out. Like, yeah,
it's terrifying, man.
I just remember just getting videos drunk and of Bless like this in the peephole. Like,
Yeah, it was a scary moment, dude. Thanks for reminding me. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I thought I would tie it around with the whole people thing. All right, well, that'll do it for episode 70 of the GG Over Easy podcast.
Poggers!
Really want to thank you for stepping in for Mr. Fruit this week.
Of course.
We really do appreciate it. Bless, where can people find you on this thing we call the internet?
If it's YouTube or Twitch, Blessius. If it's social media, probably Blessius Plays, because someone stole it! And
what?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Someone stole Blessius and Blessius on Twitter and Insta. I don't know why. Sad.
October 2010. I know. Only tweet is, thank you, Pastor.
I know! I know.
What the hell?
One day.
I bet some pastor out there put on a bitchin' sermon and he's like, I need to join a Twitter and thank him.
Yeah. Hey, I remember when Dr. Lupo was Dr. Lupo on Twitch, all spelled out. So if he has Dr. Lupo, one day
you can do it. Blue, where can people find you on the internet? Oh, he might.
You guys find me everywhere at Blue Westlow.
Oh yeah. You can find me. You can find me everywhere at imnotafinancialadvisor.com. All right.
Yep.
I just want to repeat that again. We are not financialadvisors.com. Thank you guys for watching the podcast. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for episode 71. Deuces.
Bye. We are not financial advisors.
We're not financial advisors.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.